I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here's a travel tip. If you're going to Turkey, do not pack that T-shirt that says Hero. You could end up in the slammer. I'm not kidding. In the past month, Turkish police have been detaining people just for wearing a specific kind of T-shirt, plain white with the word Hero written in big block letters on the front. It's sold by a Turkish clothing brand called De Facto. Doesn't seem especially provocative. You can buy it in malls there. To find out more, we got in touch with Zia Weiss. She's a reporter based in Istanbul. So what is up with this shirt, Zia? Why has it been causing so much controversy?
So right now in Turkey, there's a series of trials going on. Soldiers who are accused of participating in the coup attempt last year are now slowly appearing for court one by one. And one such soldier appeared at court in that T-shirt, which caused an uproar because people said, how dare someone who many see as a traitor wear a T-shirt that says Hero on it. And it just became this nationwide hysteria in which more than 30 people got arrested that were caught wearing the same T-shirt.
And who are they?
They're students, they're teenagers, they're unsuspecting citizens. Some of the people who've been interviewed have just said, you know, we have no idea. We're just not big followers of the news. So we just wanted to wear a nice T-shirt while going out for dinner. There have been a few children among the detained as well. I think the youngest was 13 years old. There was a 16-year-old as well.
And so that first person who was in the courtroom who was wearing the T-shirt, has he commented on why he was wearing it or what it means?
No, but we know that the T-shirt was sent to him by his sister. She hasn't made any comment as to why she sent it, but the state has now opened an investigation against the sister as well.
So what is the proof that the state has to suggest that the people who are wearing this T-shirt, the first person, the sister who sent it to him, wanted to send a message that they're heroes or something?
Well, it has very little evidence. That hasn't stopped a lot of pro-government newspapers speculating what might be behind this T-shirt. And one pro-government newspaper said that Hero was an acronym for Hoca Efendi Razı Olsun, which is a phrase that translates to may the teacher bless you. And Hoca Efendi refers to a religious teacher, and it's a title that's often used to address Fethullah Gülen. And Gülen is an US-based cleric who the government in Turkey accuses of orchestrating the failed coup attempt.
Right. So Hero, kind of an acronym for this phrase expressing respect to a leader, Gülen. So what you're saying is the atmosphere is so fraught right now in Turkey that if a bunch of people started wearing like smiley face T-shirts, the government might find a reason to be suspicious of its meaning?
Right. I mean, it's possible. There's been so many little things like this that have somehow become linked to Gülen and his movement. The T-shirt is probably the most ridiculous that we've heard of so far. But in Turkey, very small connections to Gülen have become to be seen as evidence for support for the coup. That includes owning a $1 bill, which, you know, that's the connection to the US somehow, or having a mortgage at a bank owned by someone linked to Gülen, or attending a school, or having your daughter born in a hospital linked to Gülen.
I'm just curious. I mean, the US has gone through T-shirt fads over the years. There's the I Heart New York or fill in the blank, the keep calm and carry on meme. Has Turkey had like its own popular T-shirts over the years?
I'm struggling to think of something similar. There have been similar scandals in the past few years.
Over things on T-shirts?
Yeah. Wow. So a few years ago, pro-government media made a fuss about people wearing Giorgio Armani T-shirts because they thought this somehow referred to Armenia. And Turkey has a history of fraught relations with Armenia and has always denied that there was such a thing as an Armenian genocide. So they said this is someone supporting Armenia against Turkey.
That's interesting. I mean, maybe Istanbul just needs to understand that sometimes a t-shirt is just a piece of clothing.
That would be helpful, yes.
Zia Weiss is a reporter based in Istanbul. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.